Ready to go. All right, here we are at Kosenko Fieldhouse. Tony Holt with my brother Kenny Kaiser. Both a couple of former wrestlers for Penn High School, wrestling for Henry Wilk. Henry's doing the stream for Matt 4. We'll be doing Matt 3 today. Our first matchup for today is going to be Cody Phillips of Union County, undefeated 46-0, a freshman. Wrestling Aleo Medina from Munster, 46-5. The sophomore, the national freshman sophomore. They'll be wrestling the winner of that match will be wrestling the winner of the Brian Harvey and Zach Stevens match in the semis. Maybe 103. Or actually, no, 119. Ethan Raley.
Yeah.
Actually getting knocked off by Justin Jimmer. The Virginia State champion going down first round.
Number one.
Well, he's up there in that round. Maybe Hernandez in second third this last time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
Andre.
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 Fortunately, another 3 decision where Tyler Clark was off Dearborn to advance last night. We're coming from that right now. Checking in. Here comes Cody Phillips. They're both up center mat. Yeah, who are officials there? You see who that's
Carl Barnett.
The official?
Yes. From Valpo.
It's just both moving pretty hard. In the front court, looking for a knee tap. Spin behind. He has Medina on his knees. Looking for an inside knee tap off the front quarter. And near the out of bounds line. Medina looks like he's trying to scramble out, try to clear his position, come back for a fresh start. Ref calls him out. Come back to the center. Trying to feel pretty aggressive. Phil's changing his level a lot. He's down on a single leg attack, dumping Medina to his bottom. Still tracking a low single. Medina trying to cut the corner on a switch type action. Cody has his head buried in between. Ref calls stalemate and bring him back to the center. Fresh start. But Phillips is pretty quick. He's in and out pretty quick. Changes level real nice. Medina kind of being kind of flat-footed right now. Phillips moves in again. Both have a collar tie. Phillips creating all the action here. Medina is kind of trying to keep up. Medina takes a step to the field a little shot. Phillips corners him out, comes behind. Two takedowns. Phillips. Medina squares back out. Ref doesn't give him one yet. I'm sure he will. There's one right there. So 2-1. Calhoun leading 2-1. We're out of bounds. Fresh start again. 36 seconds to go in the first period. Ref starts the match. Moving in. Phillips looking. Has his hand on the head. Looks like Medina's just hanging. Phillips changes his level. He's trying to see him getting his drive. He's driving it towards out of bounds line. He's trying to pull it back in bounds. Medina squares off to go out of bounds, no score, or no points there. So a 2-1 match, Cody Phillips. Both on their feet, 17 seconds to go in the first period. collar tie-in. They're just holding out here for the period to end here. So this is the first period against Cody Phillips with a 2-1 lead. Cody gets a choice. He defers. Medina's going down. Take defensive position to start the second period. Medina's down. Phillips is taking his place. That blows the whistle. Medina comes straight up. Phillips has his hands locked. Pulls him back to the mat with a cross wrist ride. Medina's still trying to come to his feet. Medina cuts. Squares off, turns in. Both on the feet of the escape from Medina, but 2-2. Cody Phillips, high-tide cross, dumps into his butt. Splits the knees, gets team takes down. 4-2, Cody Phillips. Minute 25 to go in the second period. Cody Phillips still riding hard. Looks like he's trying to steer his shirt. Now he's back in the head. He doesn't have the shirt up. He's got the cross face. He's trying to pull it across. It's a premier call, but Medina's facing out. Looks like Phillips is pulling over. He's close, but he's not getting the air call count. Medina's holding hands. Locked his hands out, but he moves the hand. Phillips trying to pull it back over. He's just not tight enough to get the air call count. He's trying to stretch up a little tighter. Phillips is still riding hard. He's trying to work the hand. He's trying to pull the hands into his feet. Phillips still pretty tough on the ride. A lot of shoulder pressure down on the hand. Medina probably gets back to the base position. He's coming to his feet, Phillips has a chin. This is the second period. 4-2, Cody Phillips. Phillips still in defensive position. Well, Medina's a little frustrated. He doesn't really have to get his offense to go and get Phillips on his feet or Phillips can get a movement free just from underneath. Phillips a little bit low start of a foot out type action. Medina follows hard, follows the wrist. Phillips pushes back in, looks like it's a full foot out type action. He looks like his feet. Trying to throw it off, Medina's trying to hang on to the single leg. Phillips is blocking the five-fly action out, the front quarter. Trying to steer his one escape, there's the one escape right there. It's a 5-2 lead for Phillips. Again, Medina needs to get something like that to throw on his feet here. There's a little couple of attempts there, but nothing serious. Just trying to reach across the leg, and Phillips just goes behind. Medina gained the corner, but reaches across the body. Just gave Phillips an easy two there. Or did they get two? They didn't get two there. We're not about to get two points after, so still 5-2, but still Phillips. They're tied up again. Medina has the collar tie. Phillips with a throw-by, actually. Snaps into the mat, like a spin behind, flips on the wrist. Actually, Medina has a show of force here. They're just out of bounds at this point. Still 5-2 match. 42 seconds left. That's it. Yeah. Hit the Vita down flat. Vita's there, the position back up. He has 7 seconds to make up 5 points. I guess that's not going to happen. So Tom is fired. Tom Phillips. Vita trying to get the win. 7-2. Well, the 10th man, Gregory just advances. second football for the semis. And now she's not shot again. This five match right now. There to go. Nelson trying to break his position down, destroy his position, he's trying to cut the corner on him. He's still grabbing an ankle. I think he's almost got a bundle of suicide action on him from that situation. Pushes your side drive up to it. Nelson tries to ankle kick off it. Left down from that sense of danger. So still a 6-5 lead for Nelson. They're both on their feet, 10 seconds to go. Looks like a semi-contact type action there. Nelson posted on the head. Pitcher back to a 2-on-1, time expires. So Nelson chooses down with a 6-5 lead. I think they had the numbers wrong on the period version. Down, trying to make the attempt, put the breaking down flat for the man, working the wrist, and fight weight. Nelson doesn't have to do much, but he doesn't want to get a stalling foul either. He's trying to improve position. So Nelson coming to his feet, Fisher has a 2-on-1 locked up. Bring him back to the mat. Nelson back to his feet. Once again, pitcher drops around the body. He's going out of bounds. No changes, no points. Still 6-5. Here, 18 to go in the third period. Nelson to his feet quick. Once again, pitcher. Pitcher with a body lock. Pitch her off to a single, head outside single, and he drives through it. Nelson's working the hand, he's trying to stay in bounds, stay on the feet. The ref counting, he's looking for a stalling on Fisher, but they step out of bounds. He didn't give the call. They start throwing again, Nelson is down with 6-5 lead, 1 minute to go, and he's up to his feet quickly, working the hand, Fisher pushes off to a single leg action. And it's a throw that. Jumping back down. As we go to the mat, Nelson tries to cut the corner. Gets a fill on the. He worked on a leg and he's just doing a far leg. He's going around. Still no point. Nelson's still down. 30 seconds to go through the period. Nelson on a shot. He's elevating Fisher. Fisher's hanging on the ankle. Fisher through the crotch. Cam's trying to cut the corner. Looks like he's going to cut the corner and get two. He's going to take a 9-5 lead with 13 seconds to go in the third period. He's got to trade a locked up one. I don't know if he's going to try to run that or not or just get to secure the win right here. He's just going to hang on to the third one. At the time of fire. Here's a 9-5 victory. We'll move out to the semis. Now we're going to Liverpool seem to go in the second period. Johnson still down. Devin still working the try a live action. Johnson to his feet. Devin changes off to a single. Johnson trying to cut the corner on him. Johnson's on a tip. He's trying to slide over the top line. Devin stepping right on through. Just got to a double A. He's driving through it. Johnson's trying to switch action off that. Panthers just failed to do that. Never put that 2 points there, but John, it feels like a victory there.
So he'll be facing back
to the system. He'll wrestle the winner of the Brandon Wright-Daniel Bradley match.
Coming up soon here on
match 4. We're ready to go on match 3 again. There's a final finish there for that match 4. A lot of action going on that whole match, and not a lot of points. But at the end, points are scored when they're needed. So back to match 3 again with Daniel Rossi with Wilco, a junior 31-8. With John Gray of Cathedral, a senior 42-4.
This match is Charles Barnett from Valpo.
And John Gray, a quick takedown. Start the first period. He takes an early 2-0 lead. He's got a leg in. Trying to extend his swim route good. His leg gets into the crab ride. Power half type action stop. So he punched it down and he can rotate over the top. He's got the wrist. He's got pressure down in. He's getting near fall. There's a half. And he's chilling out. He's working back over. A good movement. Working very nice from one side to the other. He gets three near falls for the 5-0 lead. He's still inside a soft body ride. Something happened again. Rossi, I think, has no answer for this ride. Actually, he flies back over the top again. He's going to get an air fall again. He has 35 seconds. He could possibly throw off a fall here. He's got it. Oh, it's tight. It's tight. There it is. Chris is looking for the fall here. 22 seconds to go. Rossi has to hang on. He's in perfect position here. Gray's trying to extend the elbow. Trying to get Rossi looking in there on through. And he gets it through. Spike off his back. So another 3 near falls make it 8-0 match. I think Rossi is going to keep this left this match on his feet because he's going to have no answer at all on the match. The coach is saying neutral. Semi-finals. Up next, Big volunteer. I'll tell you what, Rock Norton, I watched this young man up for semi-state Fort Wayne last week. Very impressive wrestler. And he's obviously very well coached by Jim Dante, apparently, and so this is just a class of that. Brock already knows a single. It's the dump it. Samson throws him over the top. Again, Samson is dangerous. Brock is going to be one of these. Oh, look, a quick ankle kick by Samson. Gets the two takes down. To go in the first period. Brock's a very dominant wrestler, but Samson is a very dangerous wrestler. He can just from anywhere make very dangerous situations happen. So Tante, shooting Samson right now. There's a little blood type for Brock Norton right now. Samson's about 6'2 right here, doesn't he? He's probably a good 5'11 or so, but 135 weight class, that's a pretty tall wrestler. I'm sure he caught Brock Norton, who's a little more stout, pretty solid stout, but he's definitely fast in the eyes, he's a little shorter and stouter. He definitely caught Samson caught Brock by surprise on that ankle pick against such weight. He got his hand on the head and just kicked that ankle and caught Brock by surprise quickly. Brock got a high punch again. Cut to a double, cut the corner. That's Samson right here. Brock slipped the knee. There's two. Two takedowns for Brock. He's trying to drive it through Samson. Looks for the wrist. There he has the wrist. He's pulling in tight. He's got Samson down tight. He's got the near fall. He's got the weight slip. He's driving through it. He gets the count. He's showing the count. He didn't get the points yet. He's going for another count. It's the same series, though. So he gets two near falls. Samson comes to his base. It was a 5-2 match. So what about? So Samson goes back 33 seconds to go in the first series. Clearly, he's an escape right here to close the gap to 2 points. Start the second period. Samson trying to come out, Brock elevates to bring him back to the mat. Brock jumps into a straight side back, so Samson tries to roll through it. Brock has the wrist. Brock flat on the mat. With his hands on the knee, here comes the cross-face cradle. Three ring trap, tried to work across the face, and Josh just tried to keep his hand up and throw his hand across the face. It's a good pass, you can't run the hand across the face, you go across the face, isn't it? Josh trying to block that out. He's trying to rotate the hand over the top of his head. But I'm sure that we'll see every counter the crossface there is, because he wonders what he does. He probably knows which counter Brock can use, Brock knows he's going to use it. Looking at Brock's flat on the mat, he's going to shoot him back up, stand up and clear. Using that leverage, keep Brock flat. Brock continues to keep building his position up. There's the crossface, there he is, he's going to try stepping back. Brock is really very strong. I see that net action there. He fought back through that cradle. So for 40 seconds to go in the second period, 5-2 match. Sampson getting a warning for caution. Jumping the gun, jumping the whistle. Sampson starts up, jumps across the opposite side. It's a near outside chop. There's an inside knee. A qualified back in the middle of the crossface with it. Brock tries to come up and Brock gets the inside arm through. The guy can't come back to the mat for reversal. The Brock gets a 7-2 lead. 17 seconds to go in the second period. Houston 36-0. Oh, well, front score. Goodwin still trying to drive into it. Again, Roach is blocking down. Tyler's fires. Roach gets a 7-5 win. Justin Becker Real last night 4-2. Sanderson defeated Keith Duncan of Rushville with a touchdown at 534, 18-3. Sanderson comes in the Senator State Finals with a 1 loss to Creighton. Sanderson O'Reilly. Still flat. Panther change it off to a wrist tie. And we'll try to pull it over the top. Period in. 6-2. Going into third period. Millenbaugh is going to choose defensive position. You have to get the motion going. He's probably he can't flip it underneath like that and let Tampa ride when he's down 6-2. And he's trailing 4 points. Not much of a movement there. Tampa jumps right into a fire ride, crab ride, stuff. Millenbaugh straight back. Controlling Millenbaugh. But Millenbaugh tried to dive over. He steps over Stanifer. Then has to happen. He cracks the down steps over Stanifer. Almost had Stanifer on his back, but Stanifer literally rolls back to his stomach. Goes up to 2-2 reversal with the 6-4 match. With a minute 30 to go. Millenbaugh is looking for power half on Stanifer right now. Yeah, Stanifer's playing out right here. Looking near in. Look at both of those teams. Look at one-on-one. Stanford regains his hip position. Gets his knees back up underneath. Oh, that's a blow. Does win this match. He's going to advance the semi. Back short from the 3-1 now. Stanford gets his game. Makes it 7-4. Again, every time I see him change the level,
pulls it up to a upper body situation. She's got to learn how to announce that pass and then we will pass it back.
You may want to check with the bracket to see which match your favorite wrestler will be on. So if you look at your wrestler, check the bracket. If you look at the quarters, the first match is Matt 1, second match is Matt 2, the third match in the bracket is Matt 3, and the fourth match in the bracket is Matt 4. So whatever somewhere you write on the bracket will tell you what Matt you're going to be on. No points scored in the first period. Keon takes two defensive positions. Clark covers him. Whistle blows. Clark jumps into a far right action. Keon has his head on the mat. So he should have stopped and grabbed Clark's head. Keon kicks off to a single. Diving up through it. Clark still has an overhook. Keon drives him down for two reversals. Picks up the double, drives him down. Keon looking for a cradle now. He has the cradle locked up. Maribel very astute in locking cradles up. That's their forte right there. You're up to Maribel. You probably know a cradle's coming. He gives an opportunity. Clark has a head knee situation, and Keon locks it up. He's trying to elevate the near knee, pull it over the top. They're full blown. Ref's counting. He says no. Roll through. No more ball given. Clark starts coming to his feet. Ref gives one escape. Coach not very nervous. Coach not very happy about the one escape call. It's a 2-1 match, 55 seconds to go, and the knee kick attempt by Clark. Keon sets it back, clears it. Clark with the underhook. Tries to throw by it, throw by action. Wants to throw by it for a left headlock type look. Keon penetrates into a double leg. Clark pulls it in tight. Trying to pull him in tight. Keon jumps into his back. Two takedowns. Clark takes injury time. It was a pretty hard Keon elevates him up with a double leg up off the mat. Dumps him right to his back. It's pretty hard finish. No call by the official. Too unfortunate, like. But Clark takes injury time. Okay, I'm carrying for a fill on. We have injury time out here, so we're going to go ahead and read through some numbers at 11:15, 11:30. Starts down 4-1, 24 seconds to go in the second period. Here's the whistle. Starts trying to come to strike 5 up, comes to his feet. Tina switches off to the first half of the line, set by Chad Barrett, but he will not advance to semis. He changed his mind. He didn't go defensive position. Which I understand why he wanted to go neutral, because Mosier just rode him, just ran him out. But Rice tried to kick out, moving forward. He's still kicking. Mosier trying to hang on to an ankle, trying to move up the leg. Rice kicks out and squares off just the one. That was a good choice by Rice, choosing the defensive position. He kicks out and gets one. Mosier on the collar tie. Rice working a two-on-one action.
Yeah.
Mosier changed down, tries to arm drag. Rice pulls off. Goes to two-on-one action. Mosier looking for a front corner. Oh, there's a nice fucking drag type action, but the ref stops the action. That's the one time. Mosier gets the quick escape, left for 3 seconds. 5-1 smash. Georgia 5-1 lead. Georgia in a solid tie. Georgia in a front quarter again. Weiss tries to sucker drag it. Seems almost as if it's Red Lady on the front corner. Reaches through for the far ankle. Looking for a cradle. He gets two takedowns. The Morgan at the front corner. Reaches through for the far ankle. Ankle taken. Tried to cradle it up. Weiss trying to find the half and found a foul and goes up to two. The Morgan takes a 7-1 lead. With 1 minute to go in the third period. Jones is down, fouls on top. Foul covers with a 2-0 lead, 7 seconds to go. Looks the blow. Joe comes straight up. Powell drops down to single. Joe tries to kick out. Powell trying to hang on to both legs, working up. Trying to fire. Powell did a nice job hanging on, not giving up that point. It's going to be Jones' decision. He defers. Powell chooses defensive position. Luther blows. Powell maintains position. Jones trying to work an arm shot. Got across this side line. Powell's just trying to maintain position right now. Jones has a chicken wing locked up. Again, once he lost, Powell just maintained position. Ross is not going to his stomach. He's staying in solid position, although Jones has a wing. He'll do flip arms out of it. Just go through it. It's a reversal. Ross Powell's a reversal. It's inside the lane. There's a five-leg cradle locked up. Looks up behind. Powell has a leg in. Cross body ride. They're both on their feet. Ross trying to bring it back to the mat. Ross trying to duck the arm. So Ross has a 4-0 lead with 1 minute to go in the second period. Once again, Ross bringing back to the mat. They go out of bounds. We're going to first start here. Jones will be down. Ross fall on top. 4-0 lead. 2 seconds ago, the second period, looks like Ross has a contact issue. He's got it straightened out. Ross covers. Luther blows. He switches off to her ankle. Drives forward. Looks up the knee top. Arm chops the small ride. Steps inside. Jones trying to reach back. Inside right arm. Ross driving back to the mat, looking for the backside power half. Trying to drive the head under. Jones trying to score off, trying to drive back into Powell. Powell trying to break his position and drive back into him. Jones on the screen with a Powell with a check lock on him. Ross trying to work him back behind. Ross still in control. The ball is out, and he gives Jones a one. Jones gets the one escape. 4-1 match, 12 seconds to go in the second period. Both men on their feet, Ross blows the whistle. Ross is just trying to maintain a good position here. Doesn't give up any points. 7 seconds to go in the period. Jones changes level. This is because of the score. They go out of bounds. A precarious position for Ross. Not sure what he's doing there. Fortunately, this fellow just fell down out of bounds. So, second period in, Jones is going to choose defensive position. Once again, Ross has a contact issue. He's going to do it. He's going to do it to his coach. Ross covers. Good period start. Ross jumps up kind of high on him. Jones comes to his feet. Ross puts the leg in. Tries to pull it straight back. He has Jones extended. Trying to pull him back with the near fall. There's a leg rush. Backside power half. White leg rush. Reaching across the backside power half. Trying to power that through. Trying to drive Jones' head underneath. He's chucking Jones in the head. He can get that back to the mat. He can probably get the nip off. But Jones does a good job coming back to his feet. He keeps fighting that. Back to the mat again. Jones pushes off to the far arm. Rough stop, potentially dangerous. So here's 13 to go. Third period, 4-1 lead to Ross. Ross Powell. Jones is down. Powell covers. Luther blows. Jones comes straight up again. Powell jumps over the top. Powell half again. Pulls Jones back to the mat. Pacers have no answer to Ralph Fowler than that backside power half. Fowler's not showing it, but he's controlling the whole match.
Back. He's getting that ball. It's tight. I think he's got it. It's tight. 36 seconds to go. Mason
have Andrew Dalton of East Central, 45-1, a senior. With an Andrew Leach of Avon, also a senior, 33-4. Looking for the sidelines. Leach tried the arm drag building on a type action. Both men tied up and fighting. So a hand fighting going on. No level changes. A throw by any action. Just a lot of changing of the collar tie, changing of the wrist tie, changing back and forth. There's a penetration by Dalton. So Leach squares off, clears it, both back in the same situation. Dalton again tries a two-on-one, tries a throw-by type action. Both men cleared. Thank you. police. Behind, And he has the envelope that he's going to go for a side pass from over the top. It's like he's driving the wrist down. He's taking a right pocket type action. Drives through it. Albert rolls through back to his stomach again. Billy drives across the cradle type action right now. Albert's blocking out. Billy up close to the head down. 3 seconds to go in the first period. So we're coming to the start of the second period here. Albert's going to be in a defensive position. Baker's going to take the option to start and let him go again. He lets him go. It's a 6-3 match. Seconds ago in the second period, Albert again takes a shot, Billy Baker down block, goes back up on their feet, Baker moving in, looking the wrist, looks up the Calatai and overtime, driving Albert out of bounds. That happens again, I'm sure Albert's going to get a call, she's a call, and Baker's moving in, though, he's going backwards. Fresh start again, they're in the middle, Albert's staying right there in the middle now. Baker moves in, Albert tries to drive into an underhook. Baker secures inside position, he takes the underhook. Baker on inside center, single, lands it, dumps Albert to his stomach again, so about 2 point takedown, takes a 12-5 lead, 14 seconds on the second period. Billy at one point penalty for Howard being in the face. from the flurry. The flurry. The hand fighting flurry. Kind of threw a Baker there. So Baker's up 14-5. A minute 30 to go in the third period. The ref blows the whistle. Billy changes level to low single, brings it up, trying to back trip it. Calvin goes down. 2-point takedown for Baker. 15-5 lead. Minute 15 to go. He has the chicken wing in. He's walking it over. He tries to hook the leg. He tries to hook the head. But Calvin tries to sit up on it. Changes, not a lot of action, changing level, and not much change speed, change action. So sitting in 0-0, the only choice is going to choose a defensive position. Gale sets, Fitzgerald covers. That's going to call a caution. Fitzgerald down on the belly. Fitzgerald covers. Whistle blows. Fitzgerald's missing the near leg. Gale comes to the feet. Fitzgerald works the single, so it stays on it. It's thrown out of bounds. No points awarded. Gale goes in defensive position. Gale sacked, Fitzgerald covering, whistle blows, Fitzgerald keeps him on the mat this time, Fitzgerald looking for a chin and near leg cradle type action, driving, trying to drive him flat, now Fitzgerald's out trying to high on him, still has the chin and the near leg, and they try to cross the cradle action, now he has Gale on his stomach, Fitzgerald keeps a lot of pressure down on Gale. Even if Pete Gale does get back to his base position, Gale looks at a new lane. This is Gale on the left, come back to the mat, the double high fry. This is looking for a lot of hands, but Fisher does a nice job of elevating, bring it back to the mat, letting go of the body lock and switching off the double high fry. Super pressure four on Gale. Gale comes to the feet again. Fitzgerald blocks his hand. Trying to elevate. He gives Gale the one escape. So it's a 1-0 lead for Gale in the second period. 45 seconds to go. So Gale has an inside collar tie. Fitzgerald just looks back inside. They're both just changing off collar ties. Inside collar tie position right now. Again, not a lot of feet, but just a lot of hand fighting, changing positions. Still a lot of just hand ties, rotating around. Kind of surprised they're not really getting the warnings here. Not much action going on. Second period in, 1-0 lead for Gale. Fitzgerald's choice, obviously he's going to choose defensive position. Make up that 1 point difference, give it to his feet. So Gale covers, whistle blows. Fitzgerald's tripod stands up, Gale kicks off the single, drives Fitzgerald back to the mat. Fitzgerald regains his position again. Gale kicks off the front headlock. Gale tries to roll through and gives Gale a 2-year call. So a bad decision by Fitzgerald there. Challenge down three. He's going to need a one escape and two takedown at this point. Not real sure what Fitzgerald was doing there. Well, instead of crossing his feet, he tries to go back to the mat and do a roll through. And it was so slow that the official gave Gale a 2-year call. Now there's the one escape for Fitzgerald now. It's a 3-1 match with 27 to go. Fitzgerald wants to get a takedown here. So the pressure's all on Fitzgerald now. He's going to start moving into Gale and give him a lot of pressure on him. Maybe get some warnings. Maybe give him a phone call. There's a snap down for Fitzgerald. There's a warning right there for Gale. He's in between one. Neither guy didn't bring much, so we're going to give the guy leading the match the stall first. The warning. So there's a warning for Gale right there.
58 seconds left.
So Gale doesn't have much time to work with here. Actually, it's plenty of time. But the way the shape of the match is going about this time. Fitzgerald moves in, Gale's maintaining solid position. He's taking the collar tie, Gale taking the collar tie, Gale moving in. There's a attempt penetration. He's just drilling again. Again, Jones is not back up and blocking out. He's going to be called for a stall if he does that again. Here comes Fitzgerald. He's moving in. He has the collar tie. He's moving in. He's changing time again. Changing time. Fitzgerald's moving in. He's driving through. Jones backing up again. He tries to rotate the heel, tries to double over. Oh, look, there's a double over. No barrel, no punch toward there. Gill squares off, 19 seconds to go. Fitzgerald saw a tie. Gill staying right in the middle, though. Gill's not leaving the center of the mat. He's staying right there. Fitzgerald tries to tap. Trying to run a cradle from there. Holland
We're waiting for the wrestle back to start for Yeah. conversations. You will research markets and annually review your coverage. We're the people on board, your Ranger family, sales and foot values, and trying to do the best we can to a good turn economy, just like you. Whether it's your home, auto, or business you wish to touch, we can offer a number of options to suit your needs and lifestyle. Call 233-9443. Talk to me, Joe Rappler. Here today,
introducing friends and family to Verizon Wireless. Unlimited calling to any 10 numbers anywhere in America, anytime. Get it with any nationwide family share plan with 1,400 anytime minutes or more. It's the best value in wireless. Switch to America's largest and most reliable wireless network and save up to 50% on our best Samsung phone. Visit any Verizon Wireless communication store at verizonwireless.com or call 1-877-25-BZW. Activation rate for information and other supplies. Cover details at verizonwireless.com.
Electronic Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Morgan Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air Cards, they've got it all. Electronic is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
Are you wrestling over a thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills coming in under the covers? Our team will interview with new energy efficient thermos installed heating and air conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call heating and air conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 76 east of Elkhart. That's call heating and air conditioning at 574-264-9485.
Hurry into Verizon Wireless by Valentine's Day and get free activation on every line you switch with new two-year agreements per line. That's right, this is your opportunity to get America's most reliable wireless network with free activation. Plus, save big on the latest phone. Switch at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless in Kansas City, verizonwireless.com, or call 1-877-25-EZW. Free information and other people's costs. Free activation up to your credit. Cover details at verizonwireless.com.
Take your wrestling to the next level. American Elite Wrestling Games will be at Fairfield High School in Goshen, Indiana, June 22nd to 25th. Learn from Iowa Hawkeye All-American Alex Christian and Indiana's own legendary wrestling coach, Brian McGann. Whatever your skill level may be, if yours is to be the best, this camp is for you. Don't miss the chance to learn from some of our nation's greatest. Log on to AmericanEliteWrestling.com for more information and to register for camp. American Elite Wrestling, bringing the best to you.
Oh, yeah. And I've been thinking about this a lot. Here's what I want to do. I want to put a new and over here, take this out and try one of those.
Yeah, which means they'll have to.
You know, we may even need it. Yeah. First, we're going to have to get someone in here. And put in the. Oh, then in the body, I'll get you out of it.
Whatever you want, as long as I get my shoes. Yeah. Okay. A key bag, we know good jeans sometimes have good high standards. And in your planning, there's a key for help. And with our wide range of home equity loans to choose from, you'll always have a smart way to make those dreams come true. Find out more, stop by any key center, call 1-888-212-4 or visit key.com.
Right.
very seriously and we feel our responsibility to our clients. In fact, we take our role as a client advocate very seriously. And once you hire us as your insurance agent, we will research markets and annually review your coverage. We're the people next door who are raising families, playing football games, and trying to do the best we can in this current economy, just like you. Whether it's your home, auto, or business you need to protect, we can offer a number of options to fit your needs and lifestyle.
Sometimes.